interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Keith Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Wake up. It is 8 o'clock. I heard that this morning
you
and I was
running
like, wake
this
up.
Morning,
I'm telling you, I was running since last night. I don't know, you know?
We have those days, don't we?
I tell you. Yeah, I had a couple of my family members that got on a plane this morning that they thought was a little later than they thought. And they, you know, it's funny. They're up there flying right now, but it's like, thank God when they call me and they say they're landed. You know, flying is just so stressful
and
lately.
You know, I always wonder when people are having a hard time, what can we do when they call us?
You're absolutely right.
You know, my daughter called me from Aspen one time. She was working as a maid during the summertime.
And, ooh, or yeah, I need to hire her. No,
well, you know, she can do that. And something happened. I can't remember. She called me and she said, "Mom, what do I do?" It was like she broke something, or you know, I said, "I'm, you know,
how can I help you?"
Yeah right. I'll walk over and clean it up for
well,
you.
Well, it's funny because my son's racing go karts. A mm-hmm. lot of you have heard me mention, and I have lots of prayers out there because if he wins this, we go to Dubai for the world finals again.
Wow,
so,
I've always wanted to.
Yeah,
go to Dubai.
So
one
there
the
you go. Okay, well, I'll take you in my suitcase because that was one of the struggles this morning. They were running a little late, and they said, "I hope our luggage goes through," you know, because you know how it sometimes it doesn't connect. When we went to Italy, I was in Italy for about 5 days with no luggage. Let me tell you, that's not fun. So.
Well, there is shopping in Italy.
There
Kim,
is, but we
case.
Weren't anywhere around it. If you know where racetracks are, they're not usually next to shopping malls. So,
do you think we should tell people they're listening to the Kim
Pagano
Show?
Oh, wow. Well, maybe we should.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Dr. Bunny. You have just tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I welcome all of you. I've got my friend Dr. Bunny on, and welcome.
Good morning.
I want to thank you for an incredible dinner and entertaining the other night. It was so wonderful.
Thank you.
It was really wonderful. You know, it's funny when you get together with people in their own homes, mm-hmm. which was so nice. You know, there's so many beautiful restaurants, but when you actually come into somebody's home, you really get to know who they are.
It's my favorite thing to do. I love to have small groups.
It was
four or six people.
Yeah, it was really pleasant and perfect company, and I just love it. And what you and Greg put together was amazing. You know what was amazing? It actually kind of goes along with what we're going to be talking mm-hmm. about today.
Good.
But just really good, natural, you know, good food that's healthy for you.
Well, you know, I've kind of eaten like that for years and years. My grandmother used to have a garden. And so we would pick the food from the garden. And at the time, I was a little girl, and I thought, this is so stupid. You can go to the grocery store and get a can of beans instead of picking these rascals and cleaning them and popping off the ends and stringing
them. Wait, were the beans that we had, were they from your garden?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I didn't think the beans were.
I think the beans, the tomatoes, all of the spices and herbs were. You know, the garden isn't the best right now, but I think the beans, the carrots were not. But most of it was.
Yeah. No, I know. And how about the fruit that you had at the...
The fruit, unfortunately...
Well, some of the berries, right?
The raspberries were, you know, the berries are gone now, so Greg bought those. Yeah.
But it was really good. In
and
fact,
we grocery shop not at the grocery store. We grocery shop at fruit and vegetable stands.
I love it. Yeah. Support.
Why not? Absolutely. We live in the fruit and vegetable capital of the world.
I think.
You know, I'm within 5 miles of seven fruit and vegetable stands.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you know, so a lot of it, it's funny. I mean, I love to cook out of my garden too.
Mm-hmm.
So I have arugula and mm-hmm. I have, you know, lettuce and gosh. In fact, I went and I actually planted a couple more things for the fall.
Good for you.
I'm really excited. Yeah, so I planted some red peppers and orange peppers. I love those.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty, too.
They're so pretty. So, yeah. Anyways, well, I guess we should start our show, right? Would you like to tell
us? I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we have a great show for you today. I do want to give out our phone number here at the Kim Pagano Show at 805-639-0008. We've got Steve on the board, Jer on the board.
Steve.
Yep.
Hey, Jer.
And they are waiting for your phone calls. And why don't you tell Dr. Benny who our first guest will be?
Okay, we're going to be talking about preventing cardiovascular disease. And you know, I was just reading that cardiovascular and strokes have outnumbered cancer as far as health and death. So today we're going to be having on a woman, Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum,
mm-hmm.
and she's written a book called Strengthen Your Ticker One Meal at a Time. And I think that's so important
right.
to know that food, what we put in our mouth and put in our system, and we never thought this way for the longest time, but now we're starting to realize that
honor our bodies.
Honor our body. It takes care of everything.
And actually, it's in perfect time for World Heart Day,
that's right.
Which is September 29th. And so I thought that would be really good. Our second guest is going to be Elizabeth Sommer and the importance of eating breakfast. And that is also National Breakfast Month. And so if you're thinking of skipping breakfast, don't, because Elizabeth Sommer, she's a registered dietitian, and she's going to be telling us some niches that she's put together. So,
and breakfast is the most important.
You know, that it's because you're breaking your fast.
It sets you up for the whole
day. Did you already eat breakfast?
I did.
See, you eat really early. See, I have a hard time eating. I have my one cup of coffee that I usually share with my husband, and he makes it because, mm-hmm. you know. He brews.
It's so, in the Bible.
That's right. I follow that. So, yes. But anyways, he made it before he got on that plane at 4
funny.
O'clock
four
this
morning.
Isn't he a
bless
sweet guy?
Yeah. He's a sweetheart.
I'm very lucky. So are you, you know. But anyways, and so, you know, it's hard for me to eat in the morning.
You know, it used to be hard for me to eat in the morning, too. And then I realized that if I'm going to take any supplements like vitamins or minerals, I forget at night. I forget to take them at night. So I take them in the morning. And if I don't take them with food, it's hard on your stomach, and you actually can get sick.
Right.
So that's how I forced myself to start eating breakfast. And I did it with a banana.
Ah.
I started with a banana, which is easy. I mean, you can also throw it in your purse and eat it in the car, whatever.
Right.
So usually in the morning, I either eat oatmeal.
Yeah, I love oatmeal.
And I do that still cut stuff, not the instant, because it has way too much sugar in it.
Right.
And fruit.
All right. Jer's nodding his head. Do you eat in the morning?
I do eat in the morning.
What do you eat?
I eat a banana.
A banana,
and
too?
I do the oatmeal, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I use the microwavable
the little envelopes.
Yeah,
check and see how much sugar is in there.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Yeah, really, really high in sugar.
Are they?
Yeah.
The other thing is, any natural ones that you can use?
Yeah, it's what's the guy's name? Comes in a can. It comes in like a silver can. You can get it at Trader's. You can get it at Lassen.
The oatmeal, the 1 minute oatmeal, the old fashioned.
Oh, the 1 minute. No, I don't think there's a 1 minute that you can.
The old-fashioned oatmeal is so good. That's
are you
my
talking
favorite.
About Quaker Oats?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But the other one's better.
Really?
Yeah, the steel cut.
The mm-hmm. steel cut, yeah. All right. So,
okay,
anyways, well, I do want to let everybody know we are on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show. We are on Twitter. And, gosh, you know what? Get in touch with us. In fact, you know, let's see. We have a Simi Valley Fair music and festival tickets, and you know, we've given away a lot already, and I have a few more to give away. So I want to have a new caller, a virgin caller. If there's somebody who is the very first time that you have ever heard my show, give us a call here at 805-639-0008 and let us know what you think and if we're adding value every day in every way. Also, I do have a set of tickets for a couple, and that is for the Camarillo Art and Jazz Festival, and that is this Saturday, too. So we're all hooked up over here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. And so there's just so much to do right here in 805. All right. So I want to welcome our first guest, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Welcome. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So,
how are you doing?
We're good. We didn't eat breakfast yet, but, well, she did. Dr. Bunny did. I'm like, I had my coffee, and then I kind of put something later in me. So, but strengthen your ticker one meal at a time. What does that mean?
Well, we know that making certain choices in what we eat can really make a difference in our heart health. And on World Heart Day, which is September 29th,
9 days
the World
from today.
Heart Federation partnered with Canola Info to not only raise global awareness of preventing heart disease, but they've developed 12 recipes that are all made with canola oil, which is an unsaturated good fat. It has omega-3 fats. And these recipes are all heart healthy because they're all made with canola oil instead of a saturated fat like butter.
Hmm. And so is that the only oil should we be using? I mean, I know if you use walnut oil, I mean, there's a lot of different oils, right? Olive oil.
There's many different kinds of oils. But what's interesting is that canola oil has the least amount of saturated fats of all the cooking oils. So it's one of the best to really cook with. And it also has the most omega-3s, and that becomes a very critical part of a heart-healthy diet.
Hmm, okay.
So, Suzanne, what are some of the foods that are tried and true that we can eat to maintain healthy heart and body health?
Think of the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, legumes, multigrains, nuts, berries. That diet is the best to really decrease the incidence of heart disease.
Garlic, garlic, garlic.
Yeah. That's why I'm sitting over here. No, no, I love garlic, and it is so good for you.
It is.
It really is. So you're saying basically anything that comes out of the ground or you can pick off a tree, right?
Absolutely. And
right.
Anything that has so many different ingredients in it that you cannot read the label, that's not good.
No.
Yeah. And
if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
That's it. Yeah, that's definitely a given. So, and now you are a cardiologist, is that correct?
Yes.
And where are you at in New York?
I run the Women in Heart Disease Program at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, New York.
Okay. And so are the numbers getting higher for women and heart attacks?
It's so scary because the statistics are going up in women less than 55 years old. Heart disease has always been the number one killer of women. In fact, it's greater than men. But when we look at that population of women less than 55, we're actually seeing an increased incidence of heart disease as opposed to the men of that same age group.
Do you think that's lifestyle? Do you think that's stress? What is the determining factor?
Absolutely, both of those.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that there's such an increase in stress. We're seeing an increase in obesity and an increase in diabetes in this population. Mm-hmm. And we know that these risk factors are what leads to heart disease.
So it all comes back to the diet again.
It all comes back to the lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle.
80% of the time, heart disease is reversible. And when we think about diet, it's part of an overall heart-healthy life. It's really about managing the stress. It's about managing your activity, managing your diet. It's about making choices, maybe small choices every day, that can lead to a heart-healthier life.
Now, do you think, you know, a lot of people are getting, it used to be open heart surgery, and now people are having stents put in. What's your thought on that?
We know that there's a role for stenting in certain people, and we know that there's a role for open heart surgery. Patients that have multiple different blockages in the arteries who have diabetes and decreased heart function, this is a population that has always done better with open heart surgery. But now we're seeing in patients who have normal hearts and discrete clear lesions that stents can go in, those patients tend to do very well with stenting. But sometimes we can get away with really using medication or actually getting back to those lifestyle changes. We can make changes there and not need stenting or open heart surgery. And I'm hoping that we start prevention earlier and earlier and earlier so we don't even have to talk about these things anymore.
That would be nice, yes. Wouldn't it?
Right. Gosh. So
wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. I mean, really, that would be my wish for everyone, you know. I just want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Bunny. We're talking to Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, and we're talking about tips for preventing cardiovascular disease. And World Heart Day is September 29th. And it's a perfect opportunity to really revisit what your diet is and what your, you know, your studies are for your life and your background. I mean, if your parents have had heart problems and, you know, what you're, you know, you want to change it. You want to change it today. So what are some of the recipes? And now what about walking, exercise? That's a huge thing, right?
Getting up and doing something every day is critical. We know the best amount of exercise is 150 minutes per week of getting your heart rate up.
150 minutes?
But we also know that in your leisure time, if you're sitting, whether it be watching TV or at the computer, you have an increased risk of heart disease and overall death. So getting up and simply walking is beneficial for your heart.
Wow, that's scary considering how many people sit all day in front of the computer.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Not only that, is just anything. Something is better than nothing, right?
Absolutely. I always say, just do something.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's going to the shopping malls and walking.
I thought you were going to say just going to the bathroom.
Oh, well, you know, I guess if you're getting up at least, right? But it's really important.
People fighting for parking spaces closer to the store and think, no, park further away.
Yeah.
It's better
walk,
for you.
Walk, 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 walk.
Right.
Do those little things. Instead of the elevators, take the stairs.
So can you give us some tips for preventing heart disease?
Excuse me?
Can you give us some tips, some specific tips? You've talked
Absolutely.
About food and you've talked
there
about exercise.
There are five things I can tell you.
Great.
Know your risk factors. Know if you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Know your family history. You've got to get your blood checked. Also, see if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes.
If so you're
smoke,
saying as number one, as I'm
Never
sorry,
smoke.
As number one, you're saying know your body. Is that number one, or you were giving us all five right
I
there?
I think she's saying get tested.
Just get tested.
I'm saying know who you are.
Know.
Number one is know your risk factors. Know your family history. Number two is the smoking issue. It's just not part of the discussion. You have to quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Number three, be active. Exercise if you can, or at least do something every day.
Yeah, that's
Number
important.
Four, make healthy food choices.
Excellent.
And number five, when you're going to figure out what to put in a recipe, if you're going to choose a fat, get rid of the saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
Use an unsaturated good fat. That's what I'm talking about with canola oil, as it has the most omega-3s of any cooking oil. And that's what this recipe is, that we started talking about, the recipe collection, has this canola oil in it.
And so what are some of the recipes that you have that can help us?
There are 12 recipes. Some of them are, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast tacos, panko crusted fish sticks, mini calzones. Doesn't it sound tasty?
It does.
Well, you're hungry
and
too, aren't you?
And all of these are prepared in a heart healthy way. So you're not only just making foods and dishes, you're making things that are good for your heart and good for your family.
Okay.
Home is
it.
Where the heart is.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about that.
Home is where the heart is really what this recipe collection is about. This is part of the World Heart Day. The World Heart Federation and Canola Info not only are trying to raise global awareness of preventing heart disease and stroke, but saying that it begins in the home. And if we really start educating our children, starting in the home and saying we can eat healthy, we can be healthier, we can make healthier choices, and let's look at these recipes in doing so, then we can make changes. Because if we don't educate our children, then we are not really doing our job. When we see that 32% of American children are obese, we know we're not doing our jobs yet. So this recipe collection is just one of those things that we can say, look, food can be tasty and healthy, and we can do this.
Well, I love it. And you know, this is so important. It's really, you know, we as moms and as women, we tend to be kind of the household of the head of the household in that department of making sure that the food's good and what we kind of, you know, what we teach our children to eat. So it's really important. So I appreciate you coming on. And
how do people get a hold of her?
Yeah, exactly. What is your website so that people can find out more information? Oh, did we lose her? Okay. Well, I actually have that here. And it is www.worldheart.org. And I think that you can find all the Home is where the Heart Is recipe collection. So I will be posting the five tips for preventing heart disease on Facebook.
And you know, Kim, not to give myself a a selfless plug, but one of the things I work with as a hypnotherapist is to help people get off smoking. Smoking cessation is huge, and I've been doing that for over 20 years. But what I really want to offer is if you go to my website, bunnyvreeland.com, you can download my free stress reduction session, and you can listen to that whenever you have a moment. But the best time is at night when you go to bed. It will also
I should have done that last night.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Did I give you one of
no,
the series?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, just go to bunnyvreeland.com and go to the stress page. And at the top of the page, it says download the free stress reduction session. And you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to make a list. You don't have to go somewhere else. Just listen to it.
Yeah,
you can
like
also
that.
Download it to a CD, to your iPod. You can download it to whatever you want to. I just want everybody to have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can be more relaxed, right?
Well, because
I'm actually more relaxed. I just got a text from my husband and my son.
Is
that
he good?
They're in their first landing, so good. We're good to go for a little bit. So anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about how important it is not to skip breakfast. And also right now, if you haven't already been one of our winners for complimentary tickets to the Simi Valley Fair Music and Festival, give us a call. And I'd love to get you hooked up here at 805-639-0008. I've got Jer and Steve on the board, and they're waiting for your phone calls. All right.
639-0008.
That's right. Okay.
And I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello, as well as flute, clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, and trombone. We also have a fantastic rock band program for all of our students. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about food and...
talking about taking care of ourselves, I think, today.
Just really,
And how important it is what we put in our mouths.
It is important.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we, you know, all these crash diets and all these things that we think that we're bettering ourselves. And it's funny, when you actually eat, like, you know, many meals, small meals, mm-hmm. but healthy meals, mm-hmm. you end up losing more weight. Why is that? It's crazy.
Well, I think it keeps your blood sugar level.
Keeps
it constant.
Yeah, it's like even.
Right.
It's like even, yeah.
Because when our blood sugar spikes, it it makes us go out and want to have sugar. So when we go out and raid the kitchen and grab a banana or a piece of fruit instead of a cookie or a donut, I think it's more what you put in your mouth when you, you know, when you're doing, you know, you're eating during the day.
Dr. Bunny, you're very thin. Have you ever dieted?
I've never really called it dieted.
Yes.
I call it watching what I eat, but it's a part of my life. I don't even think about it.
Right.
It's like you have to eat healthy to be healthy. What you put in your mouth, what you put in your mind, what you put in your life, it all counts.
It all does count.
Everything,
you're right.
Everything comes together. Because I'm a hypnotherapist, I'm so aware of what we put in our mind and our thoughts and how our thoughts create everything else. Well, our thoughts also create our mood and what we're going to put in our mouth. So if we're sitting there thinking about, oh, I'm really hungry. And this is where television really grabs your emotions while you're watching, and they flash on something that looks really wonderful but isn't so good for you. See, I don't even watch TV anymore, maybe an hour a month. And it isn't because I have a thing about TV. I'm just too busy.
Right.
I'd rather live my own life than watch somebody live theirs, you know? I mean.
Oh, I like that a lot. That's a really good, okay. That's going to have to be one of my mommy moments. Watch your own life, you know. Live your own life. Yeah, instead of watching somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't get it. Reality shows to me, I go, what's the point?
You know, I don't like reality shows. I don't understand. I mean, I know you
and
guys,
not
do you guys
reality.
Like reality?
They're set up.
A lot of people like them. Yeah. Obviously, that's half of our television now.
Most of them are so stupid, and that's why they're entertaining.
I just don't really get that. But a lot of people like to see that other people are screwed up. And
more miserable than they are.
I think that's really it. Exactly. So,
in any case. So I think it's really important what you think, what you put in your mind, and what you put in your mouth, and that nurtures us or takes us down.
That's very good. I like that. That's in fact, you know, what brings me to my mind when I was watching TV, because I do watch the morning news, mm-hmm. and going traveling. I know this is totally off the mm-hmm. what we're going, but did you see how high the suitcase, if your suitcase is over the weight, they're going to charge you $400.
You're kidding me.
No. I mean, I just, you know, it's like, why don't you just buy another ticket for your suitcase?
For your suitcase, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Have it sit at
or
the...
Or shop while you're there.
Yeah.
Or ship it.
I don't know. But where's it going to end? That's what,
you know? Flying just isn't fun anymore.
It isn't fun.
I have a lot of clients that come in to see me for fear of flying. And I always say, you know, I understand that flying isn't fun anymore. And if you have issues beyond just getting on the plane... then let's talk. But if your issue is about taking off your shoes and having them scan you, there's nothing we can do about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, got into a little hassle, and I'm not one to really hassle it. But I feel like I was always the one. I didn't beep or anything, but mm-hmm. they, you know, my husband walks through. All my kids walk through, and they're like, ma'am,
Kim,
come on over here. You're blonde. You know,
we're
going to take a picture of your body. Yeah. I'm like, that's how I felt.
I had them go through my lipstick one time. They took a toothpick and poked through my lipstick.
Are you serious?
No, I said, what could be in there? What could possibly be hidden
and
in my lipstick?
And yet, they let people walk through. I mean, I hate to say it, you know, one of the 9/11 terrorists, he was late getting on the plane. They stopped the plane and put it, you know, I mean, so go figure. It doesn't really make sense. I totally respect that, you know, they're trying to make our airports safer and all that. I do, but, you know, you don't agree.
Well.
Yeah. All right.
Like you said, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, anyways, you know what I want to know is, since you are a hypnotherapist, mm-hmm. What spirals people into starting to have fears and starting to have, you know,
issues?
Yeah. What do you think?
You know, it's so fascinating to me. People will call me up and they'll say, you know, all of a sudden and then they state their issue. All of a sudden, my life has changed. All of a sudden, I can't get past, da-da-da. But you know, Kim, it's never all of a sudden. It's a build-up, usually starting from childhood. Mm-hmm. And when it's like you can only take so much. I call it the Mount Vesuvius moment. You, as a child, we have those defining moments, which I call swallowing the hand grenade.
Okay.
So let's say that as a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, you swallowed a hand grenade and somebody said something to you which changed your world. It defined your world so that you realized that the safe, comfortable place that you thought the world was is not the way it really is. Now, whether it was mommy and daddy fighting, whether it was that you saw somebody do something that was totally inappropriate.
Something that carved out your life, right?
It was almost a jolt. Yeah. You swallowed a hand grenade. Now, if you live in a really dysfunctional family where dad beats up on mom or, you know, there's sexual abuse going on or that kind of thing, there is hand grenade after hand grenade after hand grenade. Okay, so as we gather these hand grenades, and a hand grenade is, you know, and when I say, oh, you swallowed a hand grenade, everybody knows exactly what I mean. It's like you're shattered on the inside.
Do people acknowledge that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because they come to see me to get rid of those feelings or to be able to deal with those feelings. But everybody knows. I can say, what was the first time you felt this way or hurt or you know, I ask a simple question, they can take me immediately to that moment, whether it's, you know, they were 3 or 4 or 7, usually between the ages of 3 and 7, but they know exactly. So it's all of those buildups that keep going, you know, that keep building up on that first hand grenade. And that's what that, quote, all of a sudden issue now becomes. It's the straw that broke the camel's back.
But do you feel like it is, you know, every day you put something off, there's those people that procrastinate, maybe, mm-hmm. right? Or so, you know, every day you put something off and now becomes this huge mountain.
Absolutely.
And you can't get away from it. Do people come to you for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
they come to me for all kinds of issues. I'm going to give my website. Is
please
that okay?
Do, absolutely.
It's www.bunnyvreeland.com or www.vreelandcollege.org. I have a healing arts college in Camarillo, and I'm getting ready to start a new series of hypnotherapy courses this Saturday. So,
how hard is it for somebody to learn hypnotherapy?
It's so easy.
Really?
Oh, it's so easy.
So as a hair therapist, I would be able to learn that and incorporate that into my clients?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, the key is, I mean, anybody can pick up a hypnotherapy book and hypnotize people. Kim, hypnosis is nothing more than relaxation and talking to the subconscious mind and giving it some suggestions. Now, you want to make sure those suggestions are positive.
Yeah.
And so you have to be really careful about what we say and how we handle that whole progression. So you have to make sure that you are going to somebody who is ethical and who knows what they're doing.
Okay, so let's talk about ethical.
Sure.
Because they can make you do things that you don't want?
No,
not really, right?
Nobody will do anything that they
do. So why do people say unethical?
Because you have to be with somebody that has your
beliefs,
your benefit in mind. So let's say that they're in it for the money.
Okay.
And they stretch out the sessions.
Oh, so okay. So,
there's a lot of...
But there's nothing that they can get into your brain, and a lot of people are afraid of
that. They are. They're afraid that you're going to control them.
Yeah, but you can't, right?
No, you're always in control.
Right.
You're always in control. You will never do anything that you wouldn't do legally, morally, or ethically. However, if you had a drink or two, and you're at a show...
Mm-hmm. Is there any shows like that anymore?
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Go to Las Vegas. There's great ones going on all the time.
Oh, there is? All those?
All the time, yeah.
Like the old Pat Collins?
The old kinda, Pat
yeah.
Collins? Oh, she was great.
Yeah, she was.
Did you go see her?
No, but I mean, I've seen a lot of her shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I probably saw her every week for...
And were you lifted into air?
I was levitated.
So how do you think that...
Levitated.
Is that really real?
Oh, yeah. I was levitated.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to talk a little bit more about that. All right.
We'll talk about that
there
another time.
That's
I think
really,
we have somebody
yeah,
on the line.
I think we do. We're going to actually take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Elizabeth. I want to hope that I say her name right, Somer, and the importance of eating breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
September National Breakfast Month. If you're thinking of skipping breakfast, don't.
No.
Yeah, so we've got a registered dietitian, and she's going to be talking about why not to. So stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I'd love to give away some more Simi Valley tickets for this weekend for your family. Give us a call. 805-639-0008. Give us a call.
Then I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
We really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you for being here, and I want to also thank all my sponsors for being a part of my show. It wouldn't be possible without them, and if for any reason you would like to be a part of my show, definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008 and talk to Jacob. Well, actually, Jacob's here, too. Not today, but you can either talk to Jacob, Jer, or Steve, and they're on the board, and I would love to, know more about your business so I can promote you. So right now, we have Elizabeth on the phone. Elizabeth, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. And Elizabeth, is it Summer?
Summer, just like the season.
Oh, summer. Okay, so Elizabeth Summer, and you are a registered dietitian who has carved a unique profession niche as one of the few, if not only, dietitians who is well versed in nutrition research for 25 years. And so you have put together packaging that information into easy to read books, right?
Yes.
And magazine articles, lectures, and continuing education seminars, and practical news for all of us. So why is it so important to eat breakfast?
Well, we have lots of studies to show that that people, for instance, children who eat breakfast do better on tests. They score higher on IQ tests. They react faster, think more clearly. They have better attention spans. When it comes to adults, we know that not only is it easier to lose weight, but more importantly, you're more likely to maintain the weight loss if you're eating breakfast.
I am so glad you said that. This is Dr. Bunny, and I'm co-hosting with Kim today on the Kim Pagano Show, and I do weight management seminars, and one of the things that I always tell the participants is you have to eat breakfast. If you don't eat breakfast, you're going to have a real struggle with your weight. And they have the hardest time absorbing that. It's like I'm giving them news from outer space or something. If I don't eat the meal, I don't have the calories. So can you expand a little bit more on the weight management part of eating breakfast and how it actually does keep that blood sugar level up so that we're not craving donuts and so on and so forth?
Well, there's several reasons why eating breakfast is important for weight management. One of them is we know that people that skip breakfast in an effort to cut calories end up eating more throughout the day once they do start to eat.
Thank you.
Than someone who took the 5 minutes in the morning to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
We also know that we've got a lot of brain chemistry. I've written several books on the topic of food and mood, and my latest one is Eat Your Way to Happiness. There's a lot of research on brain chemistry, and we've got a chemical in the brain called neuropeptide Y, mm-hmm. or NPY, that's high in the morning, and it turns on our preferences for carbs in an effort to refuel the body with its basic fuel, which is carbohydrate. If we ignore that signal, if we skip breakfast and don't replenish the carbs, NPY doesn't go away, and later in the day is combined with other brain chemicals to tell us to eat, eat, eat. So then when, once we do eat, we tend to eat with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And usually all the wrong stuff. So just by working with your brain chemistry as well as your normal appetite clock, I mean, you should be hungry in the morning. It's been 8 to 10 hours since you ate. If you went that long any other time during the day, you'd be ravenous.
Elizabeth, what if you're not hungry? And, you know, because I usually start off with my coffee, and I'm not really hungry. I kind of almost feel a little nauseous and don't want to eat. So what about somebody like that?
Well, you may not be hungry in the first 15, 20, 30 minutes, but within the first hour or so, you should be hungry. Like I said, it's been 8 to 10 hours since you've eaten, and your body needs to refuel it. You know, you've been burning carbohydrates throughout the night, just keeping your heart pumping and your blood circulating and your hair growing. So you actually need to replenish that. You may feel invigorated because you've hopefully had a good night's sleep, but you're actually running on fumes when it comes to carbohydrates. You need to stop. If you're not hungry, my guess is you used to be hungry and you ignored the signals.
Oh, that might be. Okay, you kind of nailed me there. Okay. So what would you eat? What are good suggestions for people on the go?
Okay, well, first off, let me just mention that there's been, Seneca Farms did a nutrition survey this year to ask people about breakfast. And they found that over 70% of adults agree that breakfast is important, which is good because September is National Breakfast Month, and I'm glad everybody recognizes that. But almost 7 out of 10 of them skip breakfast.
7 out of 10?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, see?
That is huge.
So you need to follow what I call the 1-2-3 rule.
Ooh, I want to know
breakfast.
What... Okay.
Okay, the first, number
and
one.
And you know what? Let me just remind everybody that they are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Bunny. And we've got Jer and Steve on the board doing a great job. And we're talking to Elizabeth Summer. And we're talking about the importance of eating breakfast. It is September National Breakfast Month. And we're going to be talking about, the 1-2-3 rule. So what is that?
The 1-2-3 rule for breakfast is, one, the breakfast needs to have a whole grain. This supplies the high-quality carbs your brain needs to run on during the morning hours. Two, you need some kind of protein to keep your to feel satiated and to keep your blood sugar levels even throughout the morning. And then three, because you need 8 to 9 colorful fruits and vegetables throughout the day anyway, try to include at least one, preferably two of them at breakfast. So you need to follow that 1-2-3 rule, and it's
like
as easy as maybe a whole grain toaster waffle with some peanut butter on it. The peanut butter is the protein, the waffle is the carbs, and then a glass of orange juice. I mean, it doesn't need to take any time at all to eat breakfast.
Okay, now a lot of people are wheat and gluten intolerant today, so...
Right, the celiac disease? Yes.
How do we get our grain... Can we put peanut butter on a gluten-free English muffin or something? Would that work?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, the grain does not have to be wheat.
Okay, good.
You could have rice pudding for breakfast, made with brown rice and some milk and eggs in it, and then if you had a handful of blueberries on top, you would have the 1-2-3 breakfast.
I really like that 1-2-3. It actually simplifies it, so it's real easy that, you want something for your brain, your blood, sugar, and then a simple fruit.
Antioxidant-rich fruit, you know. And if it often time, 45% of Americans say that they don't eat breakfast because they don't have time. Well, it takes a minute to make breakfast. Yeah. You can take a Seneca Farms oatmeal cup, put it in the microwave for 45 seconds. It doesn't require any addition of anything. Then have a glass of milk and an orange. It took a minute to get that breakfast on the table, but you've got the 1-2-3 breakfast.
I cook a turkey breast once a week and get my protein at breakfast that way.
So you eat it for breakfast?
I do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you could have a slice of pizza if it's loaded with vegetables.
Yeah.
The grain would be the crust, the cheese would be the protein, and then pile it with a bunch of sliced tomatoes, and you've got your vegetable. You've got a 1-2-3 breakfast and a slice of pizza.
So it doesn't have to be a traditional breakfast as we think of it.
No, you were mentioning your turkey. You could have that with a slice of whole wheat bread and a glass of tomato juice.
I love it. You know, Elizabeth, you had sent us some coupons for the Seneca Farms oatmeal, the two packs, right?
Oh, nice.
And so I'd love to share these with my listeners at 805-639-0008 if anybody's interested in having just, it's like, well, there's, what, four in there? Is that correct? I think there's four Senecas, and there's cranberry apple and apple cinnamon and maple and brown sugar is my favorite, and vanilla peach is my favorite. But, you know, that is a perfect start for a morning, so I will share these with everybody. So, So tell us, what would you leave us with for, you know, people that, now I know breakfast, we're talking about breakfast, but all the way through the day, that just kind of leads into the whole day of eating, correct?
Yes, but breakfast tends to be the most nutritious meal of the day. So if people, because there's nothing more nutritious than a bowl of whole grain cereal, milk, and a piece of fruit. So people that eat breakfast, that healthy breakfast tends to increase the overall nutritional quality of their day's intake. But of course, you can't, you know, I've written numerous books on the topic of food and mood. And my
Food and mood, right? Mm-hmm. So it really, yeah, I really like that. So if you don't eat, do you think that people are a little more moody because they're tired?
Absolutely.
And stressed.
Absolutely. Many of the nutrients that you get in food are actually the building blocks for the brain chemistry that affects your mood. So eating breakfast is critical. Eating regularly throughout the day, stopping to refuel just like you would recharge your cell phone when the battery was low.
Mm-hmm. Think of yourself as a car.
Bringing food with you is important because, as some experts say, we live in a toxic food environment these days, and it's hard to find healthy food.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is so true. I had my teeth cleaned over the weekend. I have a dentist that works on the weekend, and they show you movies. They have this little screen in front of you, and I watched The Future of Food. Have you seen it?
No.
I would highly suggest
yeah.
that you...
So you were talking about that at dinner, and Greg said, don't do that right now. So it must have been really...
Well, it just talks about Monsanto and how they're taking over the seed of the world, and how everything is going to be genetically altered. So
there's not very much nutrition left in our food, right?
It's not what I would call nutritionally balanced.
Right.
Right. So if you haven't seen it, this is a film that you might want to check out.
Yeah, there's numerous foods on that, or movies on that topic. Food Inc.
Food Inc. was one, yeah.
But, you know, if you eat breakfast, eat regularly throughout the day and bring food with you. Don't leave the house in the morning after you've had your breakfast without packing your briefcase, your glove compartment, your gym bag, your diaper bag, whatever it is you carry, with on-the-go healthy snacks, real food, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, yogurt, the Seneca Farm oatmeal cups for in a pinch to make a great snack, too. So then you've got your stash, and you can eat when you're comfortably hungry instead of becoming ravenous and ending up at the vending machine.
And now, know, like a lot of people grab the granola bars. Are those good for you? I see a lot of that.
Many of them are just glorified candy bars.
That's what, I really believe that. And yet a lot of people, you see them eating, you know, these little bars of everything, right?
Yeah, well, some of them are fine and some of them aren't. You know, look on the label. If you see sugar in the first ingredient, or you see multiple sugars buried throughout the ingredient list, you probably have a pretty highly refined sugary product. But in a pinch, occasionally, like there's, you know, the Kind bars, K-I-N-D bars, are just nuts and fruit.
Oh, really?
So, you know, that's a possibility if you're on the go and you need to grab something quick. But again, if you bring your stash with you, you don't have to worry about trying to decipher labels in a pinch when you're starving.
Why not just bring fruits and nuts?
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, how easy is that? A little baggie with some almonds and dried cherries.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, I appreciate, where can we find more about your, you know, eating, the importance of eating breakfast?
Well, it's the whole chapter in my latest book, Eat Your Way to Happiness, has full information on 1-2-3 breakfast. You can go to my website, ElizabethSummer.com. Summer is S-O-M-E-R. And if you want more about the Seneca Farms oatmeal cups, you can go to SenecaSnacks.com.
Okay, great.
Eat Your Way to Happiness. That has got to be a bestseller.
And you know what? I'd love to talk more about that, your book. So we'll have to have you back on.
I would love that.
Okay, great. Well, we will get in touch with you, and I thank you so much for being one of our guests on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, nice talking with you.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, you know, it's all about taking care of our bodies, really. One, you know, day at a time and eating well.
If we don't take care of ourselves, Kim, we can't take care of anybody else.
That's right. And nobody else is going to do it for us. You know?
Probably not.
I mean, seriously, you know, it's funny when you're, young and your parents take care of you. But then after that, it's your responsibility.
Well, there's that defining moment.
Yeah. What?
When you realize that your parents aren't going to do it
there
forever.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Bunny, for being a part of my show.
Thank you for having me.
And I appreciate you being here.
And you can reach me at 482-8111, 482-8111.
All right. And Steve and Jer, great job on the board today. And thank you so much for being a part of our show, the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And, of course, I end all of my shows
with a mommy moment.
Yes. One is not born into the world to do everything, but to do at least something. So do something that's going to have your name on it, that's you're going to be proud of, and that you make a difference. That's what it's all about. So
that's what it's all about.
Live your life doing the best that you can do. And with that, I want to say have a really great day. And I'm Kim. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And if for any reason you missed any part of my show, listen again this afternoon from 3 to 4. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kim.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of 4, and so much more. You can tune in, call in, talk with me, Eric, so you can talk to Kim, Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.